Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Karen Conti is with us, and this really does go back to the Broadview 6 case. How are you today, Karen?
Doing well, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
I saw the headline about the CFO and COO of Laredo Hospital, and of course, he had resigned, and he was tied to a $300 million fraud case that came about during COVID. Can you tell us, first of all, Attorney Boutros and his involvement with Broadview 6 and why his involvement with this might take the, well, you can tell him what the judge is doing, but let's remind people about this attorney.
Okay, so the Broadview 6 were some political people, generally political people, who were charged with some improprieties during one of the ICE protests. And that said there were felony charges. They ended up being dropped because there was misconduct, prosecutorial misconduct in the grand jury room involving prosecutors who were seasoned prosecutors and even Mr. Boutros himself. He addressed the jury at some point. And the conduct was outrageous. The conduct was clearly wrong. The judge was appalled. And the only thing that the judge said that could happen is these charges have to be dropped. And so I think what happened, my guess is that other defendants are saying, hey, a grand jury indicted us too. The lawyers are looking into it. Was this the same grand jury that was inappropriate? Maybe we should look into our grand jury consideration. And that's what happened. And these charges are very, very serious against Loretto people. And they were dropped by the prosecution due to the fact that they acknowledged there was misconduct.
Right. And I don't know how many of these cases he tried to prosecute, but there could be many people walking forward and saying, hey, maybe our, like you pointed out, maybe our grand jury was tampered with as well. So the ripples in the water are extending out further.
Well, of course. And if you're sitting in jail or awaiting jail, wouldn't you have your lawyer look into it? Because maybe this tainted the entire staff. I mean, and that's the problem when you have wrongdoing like this. You never know who else is tainted by it and who else is doing these things. And listen, Lisa, you know, this is all secretive. So you really don't have access to the information unless the light is shined upon it. And we don't, you know, we don't usually get a glimpse of what goes on there. Now that we see it, it's appalling and it makes you wonder about the rest of the cases.
Could this have been going on for years?
I mean, it could have been. The one woman who was largely responsible had been in the office for 20 years. So it's not like she was a rookie who maybe wasn't trained appropriately or came in at the last minute and didn't know what she was doing. She was a seasoned prosecutor. We've seen her name in the paper, and she knew better. And I don't know if this is a recent thing where they're just not being supervised, or they're being had pressure put on them to indict people. I don't know, but we won't ever know until we look at a lot of these transcripts.
And remind us what generally happens in the grand jury room and whether any of it is ever available to the public, because those grand jury transcripts being released in the past couple of weeks, that was rare, correct?
Very, very rare. It's a very secretive process. You have 16 citizens who are summoned there. They hear evidence that's presented solely by the prosecution. There's no defense lawyers there. There's no defendant there. There's no judge there. And the jurors can kind of participate. They can ask questions. They can ask that subpoenas be sent. And at the end of it, all of the participants leave except the grand jurors, and they vote whether to indict. Or if they don't indict, it's called a no bill. And it doesn't have to be unanimous. It has to be 12 jurors have to come to a consensus. And then at that point, if there's an indictment, which there is in over 90% of the time, then charges are brought.
Should we have more transparency?
You know, I think we should, and that would take a big change in how things are done. But why shouldn't grand jury transcripts be available, maybe not to the public, but at least to the defense lawyers? We call it for lawyers' eyes only, meaning that the lawyers can look at it, not even the parties can look at it. And you look, and, you know, so the defense lawyers can examine, were there improper statements made? Were the jurors read the correct law that was going on in the Broadview 6 case, where the law was being misstated to the grand jury? That's a no-no, huge no-no. So I'm thinking that we should have that rule, and maybe we'll see that at some point.
Interesting. And I've only got a few seconds left, but this is obviously going to impact how judges view prosecutors moving forward. I mean, I would imagine everybody is following this, even the judges.
Absolutely. And before this, I think prosecutors just were deemed to be, you know, officers of the court, and they were deemed to be telling the truth unless proven otherwise. And now I think judges are going to look askance at them and wonder.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care, Lisa.
Karen Conti, Conti and Dolan in Chicago.